message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Jesus. It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence this morning. We want to thank God for all He has done for us since this year, 2018, started. We want to thank God for His love, His kindness, and His support throughout this year. My prayer for you is that in the remaining days of this year, 2018, God will continue to prove Himself faithful in your life in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Also, on behalf of myself and my entire family, we want to appreciate us all, and for many of us that stretch hand of love to us, sending text messages and also sent us gifts during the bad day on Thursday. We want to appreciate God for His faithfulness. We want to appreciate, I think I was able to reply a few. Till now, I still have quite a number, maybe about 40 or 50 of the texts that I have not yet had time to go through or even reply. I think I was able to reply quite a few. And I'm sure you understand that if I'm to wait to reply all the texts, I won't be able to prepare for all the services that are on throughout the weekend. My prayer for everyone here is that the blessing of the Lord will continue upon your lives in Jesus' name. For many of us that also send gifts, God will multiply the seed sown in the name of Jesus. You will never lack in Jesus' name. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Briefly this morning, I will be speaking on profiting from thanksgiving. Profiting from thanksgiving. Profiting from thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the appreciation and the exaltation of God for His benefits, blessings given to you and concerning you. Appreciation of God for the blessings given to you, and blessings released to you, and blessings that concerns you. 1 Chronicles 16 verse 18. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 18 says something very valid. Saying unto thee, will I give... Sorry, 16 verse 8. Beg your pardon. 1 Chronicles 16 verse 8. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make His deeds. Make known His deeds among the people. Also Psalms 92 verse 1 to 5. Psalms chapter 92 verse 1 to 5. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the Psalms 3, upon the harp, upon the solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. O Lord, how great art thou, are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Let's just stop there because of time. Profiting from thanksgiving. I want you to know as a believer, ladies and gentlemen, that thanksgiving is very important to a child of God. It is very crucial to a child of God. As breathing is essential, thanksgiving is critical. You agree with me that if breathing ceases, life ceases. If thanksgiving stops, the divine presence of God, which is your greatest asset in life, stops. Why is thanksgiving so important to a believer? Since I just said that thanksgiving is important to you, why is it so important to a believer? Number one, it is a show of gratitude to God. It is a show of gratitude to God. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. It is a show of gratitude. In every situation, we are expected to show our gratitude. Every time, whatever God has done, we are meant to show our gratitude. Number two, why is thanksgiving so important? It is a public acknowledgement of God's faithfulness. Psalms 18 verse 49. Thanksgiving is important because it's a public show of acknowledgement. You show to the world that this is the God I serve. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. I will sing praises among the congregation. I will express publicly what God has done in my life. Number three, why is Thanksgiving so important? It is a display of humility, which is a requirement for more. Psalm 35:18. When you thank God, it's a sign that you are humble. I stand to say this, that a proud person can't thank God, especially in the congregation. I will give thanks to, in the great congregation. You show your humility in the great congregation. A proud person can't thank God publicly. Because it disdains everybody around. It disdains the place where he is. It realizes the moment. Thanksgiving is a display of humility. Many people feel a lot of things about its style and the way some people dance. But I beg to say this, that more often than not, those that dance, that really thank God and dance, they don't dance for you to show anything, to really prove anything to you. Hello? Most of the time, they don't do it to show anything. Because their heart is overwhelmed, so their leg cannot be stagnant. Their heart is lifted, so their body cannot stay at a spot. You know, your body displays what your heart is thinking about. Your facial contact, your facial expression, your body movement shows how you feel. That's why when you see a drunkard, they don't need to tell you this person is drunk. When you see somebody who is very, very drunk, he's very, very proud with that drunkenness. Because he will just be expressing himself anyhow. He's under the control of that drunkenness. When you see somebody who is ready to thank God very, very well, the humility of Thanksgiving will be displayed through dancing and appreciating God. Number four, why is Thanksgiving so important? It is a sign of deep understanding. When you thank God, you show God that you have an understanding. And you know that it takes understanding to be outstanding. In Ezra chapter 3 verse 11, just the foundation of the house was built and they began to thank God. Now, they have not finished the house. And they sang together by the course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord. Because he is good. For his mercy endureth forever towards Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout. Can you shout with a great shout? They shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord. Because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Media, God will bless you. That's how I like you to walk. God bless. Let's give them a round of applause. They did something just now and they understand what I mean. Your work is to make the work easy for us. If I now begin to struggle to be searching what you kept inside the ground on the screen, what's happening? What you saw, this thing is caught here. There you adjust it. God will bless you. Now, listen to me. The foundation of the house was laid. They began to shout. Just foundation. The total house was not built yet. The windows were not out. The structure was not there yet. The pillars were not there. Just the... That's why those that build houses with thanksgiving, they build it with ease. They build it with ease. Thanksgiving is a sign of deep understanding. Can I tell you this? I have not seen one thing that God has not done right. I can't find it. I don't even bother to search for it. I have not seen one thing that God has not done right. Man might not have done it right, but not God. It's a good God. It's a good God. It's a faithful God. It's a merciful God. Anything that looks as if it's not okay. The thinking I personally think is that all things work together for what? For good, for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Now listen, if Joseph was not sold by his brothers, and if Joseph did not go into Potiphar's house, if Joseph did not launch again further into the prison, he will never have become a prime minister. The things you are going through now is pushing you towards your glory. The hardship you are going through now is pushing you towards glory. It's pushing you towards blessing. The difficulties you are passing through now, as if years are passing by, as if nothing will happen again. It's a lie. Things will happen. will happen. Somebody say it will happen. In my life it will happen. In my family it will happen. And everybody will see it. If you are one of us, shout a big hallelujah. Number what am I on now? Wonderful people. Sorry? Number five. What? Why is Thanksgiving so important? Thanksgiving is an expression of high value for God. Taking you somewhere this morning. Thanksgiving. Ema Yoluwa. Ema Yoluwa. Eyiye Niyogobo. Ema. You remember that song? Ema Yoluwa. Ema Yoluwa. Eyiye Niyogobo. Ema Yoluwa. Ema Yoluwa. Ema Yoluwa. Eyiye Niyogobo. Ema Yoluwa. Your thanksgiving shows you have value for God. Ori ori o Olorun mi ṣugbọn mo bi re mi ori ori o Olorun mi ṣugbọn mo bi re. Shows that you have value for him. The Bible says, a fool said in his heart, there's no God. One of the measure of a fool, the foolishness of the foolish, is for somebody to behave as if there's no God. One of the signs that somebody is stupendously foolish, you know, somebody can be stupendously rich, somebody can be stupendously blessed. The sign of stupendous foolishness is stupendously saying that there's no God. True lack of thanksgiving. Value for God is expressed through your thanksgiving. You value him. You value him. And you express your thanksgiving because of his value. Number six. Why is thanksgiving important? Is that it is the protocol for accessing heaven. Psalms 100 verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Many, Psalms 100 verse 4, 100 verse 4. The reason why many struggle to access heaven and access the information of heaven is because of lack of thanksgiving. You cannot get heaven's attention if you are not a thanksgiver. A thanksgiver. That's why wise people, well-trained impact makers who are members of this commission indeed, they always thank God massively. They thank God massively. Because they have been taught you can't enter heaven. If you try to put your head like this, some guards can cut off that head. There, are we enter heaven? Are we enter into heaven's courts by force? No way. There's a protocol. There's a way to get heaven's attention. That's why everywhere Jesus went to, he stopped them from crying. He said, stop weeping. Weep not. Stop crying. What is it? Begin to thank me. No need for weeping. There is nowhere they thank Jesus or thank God directly in the Bible where God did not respond. Just go and check your Bible very well. There is nowhere they thank God in the Bible where God said, I now turn my back on you. Many struggle because they don't know the secret. I dare to say this to you, beloved. If you can thank God, nothing shall be impossible unto you. I move on this morning quickly by showing you examples, just two examples, or three, or four. If I can go through the four, fine. Otherwise, we'll just take one or two. Number one example of those who thank God and they profited from thanksgiving is David. In Psalm 23 verse 4, Psalm 23 verse 4, Bible says, yea, I walk through the valley of death, I will fear no evil. He was a man that was in charge because of his thanksgiving nature. In Psalm 119 verse 164. Psalm 119 verse 164. He says, seven times a day will I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. Psalm 119 164. He was a man addicted to thanking God. A prayer for somebody here today is that all the days of your life, the addiction to thanking God shall be upon you. Just say that addiction shall be upon you. He was thanking God everywhere. Everywhere, anyhow. Even at midnight. In Psalm 119 verse 62. Psalm 119 62. Bible says, at midnight I will rise. A king rises up at night to praise God. A king. At midnight I will rise to give thanks. No wonder this man was enjoying his life. No wonder he was winning everywhere. No wonder David never lost any battle. If somebody will praise God seven times as a king and still wake up again at midnight and be worshiping God, I want God to defend him. I want God to bless him. I want God to change his story. I want God to have mercy on him so easily. God will just have mercy on him so easily. And the profits that David got from thanking God was many. He accessed the throne. He won battles. He accessed heaven easily, amongst many other things. As they came, he killed them. As the enemies came, he accessed the throne in a mysterious way. He was not the firstborn or secondborn or thirdborn or fourthborn or fifthborn. He was far at the back, yet God brought him to the forefront. Somebody's here today. Despite the fact that your father has so many wives, God will bring you to the forefront. Out of all the children, I'm speaking to somebody and the person is here. God will bring you to the forefront. Can I hear you say a big amen? Because of time, number two example of those that profited from thanking God is a man called Paul. Paul the Apostle. Paul was addicted to thanking God. He was a thanksgiving addict. No wonder all the other disciples put together, their effect was lesser than Paul's effect. Right in two-thirds of the scripture of the New Testament, he was a man that dominated. Till now, almost every church that is preaching this morning now, Paul's name will be mentioned directly or indirectly. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. He was a man of thanksgiving. He was addicted to thanksgiving. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, Paul also explaining to us the essence. He said, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was addicted to thanking God. And Paul passed through a lot of things. Prison, stoning, many things. Beating. Many things were done to him. He refused to die. At a point, they called him Aged Paul. Aged Paul. He grew very old before he left. Aged. He was an aged man. Just like David. Unkillable. Unconquerable. For people like us, many that have tried to kill us, they've tried it many, many times. But God has been wasting their efforts because of this seed of thanksgiving. Paul was addicted to thanking God. In 2 Corinthians 9:15, say, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gifts. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for the gifts I can't explain. He loves me, I cannot say why. He has done so much for me. Paul, addicted to thanking God. I don't think Paul spent 1 hour before saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, thank you, Lord. I'm grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. His heart was glued to thanksgiving. And it shows. 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 Number three example of somebody who profited from thanksgiving is our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ is an epitome of thanksgiving. He used thanksgiving for many things. In John chapter 6, verse 1 to 13, you know that story very well. He used thanksgiving to bring forth miracles, signs, and wonders. He brought forth supplies through thanksgiving. He multiplied bread, 2 loaves of bread, two fishes, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, multiplied into 12 baskets extra after 5,000 men and women and children had eaten because of thanksgiving. He got to Lazarus' place and he saw him. He lifted up to 4 days dead. 4 days. 1, 2, 3, 4. Doctors are here. Wonderful people. Great people. But can you raise a 4-day-old, 4-hour-old dead body? Four hours. Doctors. Wonderful men and women seated here today. 4 hours. Confirmed dead. They have confirmed the person dead. They gave the family certificate. They now call you. Say, come and raise this person. No. You can't do it. The certificate doesn't cover it. Only power can do it. Only God's power can raise the dead. When he got there, Jesus did not shake his head like this. No! He said, God, I thank you because you always hear me. Lazarus, come out! He came out. He that was bound hand and foot came out. And he said, loose him! Let him go. Friends, this is how cheap Thanksgiving is. Loose him! Let him go. Some people are here today. That thing troubling you, that has held down your destiny, that thing that has tied your GP to 2 point something, that rope shall be broken this morning in the name of Jesus. That thing that has held your bank account that is always around 1,000. It has never entered million. 1,000. Aren't you tired of 1,000? Move in the realm of your millions. And if you can take it, move in the realm of your billions. Somebody shout, yeah! Jesus was a man of thanksgiving. He used it everywhere. He used it massively. If only you can use this, it will work. I never see this kind of God before. Wonder. I never see this kind. Wonder. Never see this kind of God before. Examples of those that profited from Thanksgiving. Let me tidy up this message. How to profit from Thanksgiving. And I'll close. Number one, to profit from Thanksgiving, do your Thanksgiving regularly. 1 Chronicles 16:8. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Let it be regular. If possible, let every day be a Thanksgiving day for you. Every day. Let your if God doesn't experience Thanksgiving scarcity from your life, miracles will not be scarce in your life. Let it be regular. I've told you this story before. I was working in a particular organization many years ago. Work was so tough that you can hardly even greet somebody. There was no GSM phone that time, so you can't even think of taking phone and calling somebody or this or this. But I now say, will I be working like this? I will not thank God. I will not pray. And I know one thing, there's nobody that you are working with that will tell you not to go and wee-wee. At least possible. Can you employ someone and say, don't go to the toilet to wee-wee? So my wee-wee time is Thanksgiving time. Inside the toilet. Father, I thank you. What a mighty God you are. Oh Lord, you're a wonderful God. Amen.
Oh Lord, you're a wonderful God. Amen.
Let me tidy it up, please. Don't tempt me. Instrumentalists, you are tempting me. Do it regularly. Let nothing stop you. You see, it's amazing when people begin to grow older or begin to get richer or begin to get more blessed, the tempo of their thanksgiving drops. That's an anathema. That is wrong. It's not meant to be so. As you are going up, thanksgiving should be going up. As you are getting better, thanksgiving should be getting better. As you are being promoted, things, your thanksgiving should be going higher. Higher, higher, higher every day. You'll be lifting him up every day. He'll be lifting you up every day. Do it regularly. Number two, how to profit from thanksgiving. Do it with joy and gladness. Isaiah 51 verse 3. When you are thanking God, don't bother to thank him if you don't feel like doing it with joy. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. Somebody say amen. He will comfort all our waste places. He will make a wilderness like Eden and a desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness. That's where we got the theme of this month. That's one of the places. There are many places in the Bible. We will expose that to you this month. Joy and gladness shall be found in the person's life. Then after that, what happened? Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Today, today, there's a melody in my heart. Melody in my heart. Today, today, there's a melody in my heart. Melody in my heart. Today, today, today. One dance, they normally dance like this. Is it a godly dance or? Okay, so if it's not a godly dance, it's not dancing again. We'll just be doing it our own like. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Or we modernize our own. Praise the Lord. We modernize our own. I need to tidy up this message. How to profit from thanksgiving, number three. Number one, I said, how do you profit? Number one, do it regularly. Number two, do it with joy and gladness. Number three, do it lavishly and bountifully till he blesses you. Jeremiah 30 verse 9. And I'll stop there. Just for the sake of time. Jeremiah 30 verse 19. Jeremiah 30 verse 19. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them. Can you see what happens? As a result of their thanksgiving, as a result of their continuous thanksgiving that is coming out of their mouths, I will multiply them. They shall not be few, and I will glorify them. They will not be small. You will not die small. Your business will not die small. In your office, you will not die on the lower cadre. I can't hear your loudest amen. In your office, you will not die on the small cadre. You will go up and 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 up. Jump on your feet and shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
By this message, please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.